This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabayim. We have a very special presentation this morning. Parshas Achrei Mois, five amazing, sharp Divrei Torah from the Sefer, Pnine Kedem, of Rabbi Chil Mechel Stern, where he collects amazing Divrei Torah of Gedolim from yesteryear that are not so well known. We have five on Parshas Achrei Mois. We have very exciting news. This Sefer, Yearning for Redemption, Sipis Yeshua, of the Chofetz Chaim, which we published in English, is now fully prepared in Spanish, translated in Spanish. It is completely ready to go. It's only one missing one thing. It's missing the dedication. If anybody wants to dedicate the Spanish edition of Sipis Yeshua, please contact us as soon as possible. Okay, Parshas Achrei Mois. It says, "Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe acharei Moshe shnei bnei Aharon b'karvasam lifnei Hashem vayamusu." When they brought before Hashem and they died. Perek Tezayin Pasuk Aleph. This comes from Hagoyin Reb Shmuel of Koydenov in his Sefer Bercha Shmuel. What was the problem? They brought an Eish Zara. There's a mitzvah to bring a fire min ahedyot. Mitzvah lahavi min ahedyot. However, what they should have done is they first should have waited until the fire came down min hashamayim. First the fire has to come down min hashamayim, and then you can bring a fire min ahedyot. That's the secret of the words bekarvasam lifnei Hashem. Literally, before Hashem sent down his fire min hashamayim, they brought their fire min ahedyot. That's the secret of lifnei Hashem. Now we have an amazing Dvar Torah from Rabbi Avram Broida, brought in the Sefer Imrei Noyam, published in Amsterdam in 1645. The Gemara says, why did the Bnei Aharon pass away? Says the Gemara, one man de Amar says because they brought an Eish Zara. Another man de Amar says because they were Moira Halacha Lefnei Rabbi. Two different opinions. Either they brought a foreign fire or they paskin in front of Moshe. So Rabbi Avram Broida explains there's no machlekes. When Hashem came and confronted Cain, why did you kill Hevel? He said, "Koil deme achicha tzayak imaylai." The blood of your brothers crying to me. Rashi says, "His blood and the blood of his descendants." Question: Cain just killed Hevel. The problem is the blood of the descendants of Hevel. What about Hevel himself? Why is it? Why is Hashem focusing on Hevel's descendants? Says Rav Avram Broida that there's an idea that when somebody dies bidei shamayim, they could be saved in the merit of righteous descendants. But if somebody is chayev capital punishment in this world to the Bezdin, then righteous descendants will not save you. The Medrash says that the sin of Hevel was he gazed at the Shechina. One who gazes at the Shechina is chayev misa bidei shamayim. So Cain could have excused himself. Cain could have said, "I killed my brother because he gazed at you, Hashem." So Hashem says, no. He's only chayav misa bidei shamayim. Kol demei achicha. What about his descendants? Don't say that you killed him because he's chayav misa bidei shamayim, but he has righteous descendants. Now, the Gemara says someone who is makriv an eish zara is chayav misa bidei shamayim. The Gemara also says Yeshua ben Nun died without children because he was Moira Halacha Lefnei Moshe. So that means somebody who's Moira Halacha Befnei Moshe or Befnei Rabbi doesn't have children. The punishment for Eish Zara is Misa Bidei Shamayim. Says Rabbi Avram Broida, why did the children of Aaron die? Because they brought an Eish Zara. Question. But then they're chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. So they should have been saved in the merit of their righteous descendants. No! Because they were moira halacha b'fnei rabbi. Meaning we need both reasons of the Gemara. They were makriv and eish zara. So now they're chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Ela ma'ai, they should be saved in the merit of their righteous descendants. No, they're also moira halacha b'fnei rabbi. So they won't have righteous descendants. So now they're chayiv misa b'dei shamayim for the Eish Zara. The next comes from Hagoyin Reb Aryeh Leib, the Av Bezdin of Galuga. says loisikravu legalei sarva. The Ramban in his Sharashim asks that in the Gemara, in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, one of them is Arayas. What do you mean one of them? But there are many Arayas. So there should be, 15 Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So Ramban says, no, they're all counted as one. But question, but in the Taryag Mitzvahs, they're counted as many. And the Ramban says that before the Torah was given, all the Arayas were one Mitzvah. After the Torah was given, there were many Mitzvahs. Why? Why before the Torah was given were all the Arayos one? It's only one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and yet it's many of the Taryag Mitzvahs. So Rab Aryeh Leib, the Abbezin of Galuga, in the Sefer Seichel Toiv, he says, we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that a Ben Noach, there's no Shoigeg. There's no concept of Shoigeg by a Ben Noach. If they are warned not to do something, even if they do it inadvertently, they're Chayiv Misa. So, before, for Yisrael, there's a lot of nafkaminas if each erva is a lav by itself. Namely, let's say they forget, let's say a Jew forgets, and he lives with many arayos behelam achas. So then, you're chayiv achatos for each one. So after the Torah was given, there's a reason why each erva is a lav by itself, to be chayiv, a karban, for each one, if you violated them, behelam achas. But before the Torah was given, there's no concept of shogeg. There's only misa. You can't die twice. So there's no nafkamina that each erva should be a lav b'fnei atzmai. So before the Torah was given, all the arayas were one lav. Because it's of no consequence if each one is a lav by itself. There was no concept of shoigeg. But after the Torah was given, where there's a concept of shoigeg, it has a ramification that each erva is a lav by itself. So that is number three. Number four. The Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Mem Dalid, what kapara is equal to him and his household and his brothers, the Kohanim, and to all of Klal Yisrael? It says, V'chiper ba'ado yuva'ad be'isai uva'ad kol kahal Yisrael. What is that referring to? The Ketores. Why is the Ketores called a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael? The Gemara says, Ezehu kapara sheshav aloi ula be'isai ula achiv ula kol kahal Yisrael. The Ketores. Says the Pnine Kedem, Ketores is mechaper for Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Kuf Samache, Ruban begezel, Miot ba'arayos, Vikulan ba'avak Lashon Hara. So since all Jews are guilty on Lashon Hara, the kapara, that's L'chol Yisrael, is Ketores, because it's a kapara that's needed by all of Israel. Okay, this one is really good. Our final one on Achrei Mais. Says Rav David Lida, the author of Sefer Ir David, the lav isha el achoisa loisikach litzrar. The Gemara says in Psachim Kuf Yotes that la'asa lavoi, they're going to have a big suda, they're going to ask Yaakov to bench. He says, no, I can't bench. I can't be the mezamein. I married two sisters that the Torah was destined to aser on me. So Rav David Lida asked, what do you mean on him? The lav was made for Yaakov? It was made for everybody. Says Rav David Lida, if you look at the Lashon of the Pasuk is very unusual. It says, a wife to her sister you shouldn't take. What do you mean a wife to her sister? You didn't marry the sister yet. Why does it word? It should say, "Achoisa el isha." You're married to a woman. You're married to a wife. Don't take her sister. Why does it say Isha El Achoisa? A wife to her sister. How do you marry the sister in the first place? First you marry the wife. Now the question is about the sister. Why are we talking about the sister as if the sister is the given? And now we're telling you don't marry the wife. Says Rav David Lida, because the Torah is talking to and about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu didn't marry Rachel, the wife, and then there's an issue about her sister. He first fell in with the sister, Leah, and the Torah said, don't take your wife, Ha'isha. The fact that the Torah worded it, Ve'isha el achoisa, as if the sister is already in your house, and now don't take the wife, that's a backward way of saying it. No, it's not. It's addressing Yaakov Avinu. That's why the Gemara says in Pesachim, Yaakov said, the Torah is destined to aser on me, on you. Why are you so paranoid that it's talking about you? Because it is. The wording of the Lav is phrased in a way where it's specifically talking about Yaakov Avinu. Okay. That is five sharp Divrei Torah from the Penine Kedem on Parshas Achrei Mois. We spoke about Lefnei Hashem. They brought the Esh Zara before the Esh came down in Hashemayim. We spoke about we need the combination of bringing the Esh Zara, which is Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim, and the fact that they were Mer Halach Lefnei Rabbi, so they won't have children. How Ketores is the Kapar for all of Klal Yisrael, because it's Mechaper for Lashon Hara that everyone's guilty of. Why, after the Torah was given, are the Arayos mentioned separately? Because once the Torah was given, there's a concept of shoigeg. And why the Torah phrases the lav isha el achoisa, because it's referring specifically to the situation of Yaakov Avinu. Make sure you join us tonight at 8:30 for an amazing shiur on how to love another Jew during davening.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.